Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we meditate on an episode from the book of Revelation, the first chapter. In fact, it deals with the beginning of the book of Revelation. Again, another case of imprisonment. I'll read from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, then we reflect on it. I, John, your brother, who share with you in Jesus the persecution and the kingdom and the patient endurance, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God, the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet. Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. This is how John introduces the book of Revelation. John was imprisoned. John was imprisoned because he was a believer of Jesus Christ. It was the time of persecution unleashed by Emperor Domitian. He was imprisoned in an island called Patmos. Patmos is an island in the Icarian Sea, about 100 kilometers west of Ephesus. The island is about 16 kilometers long and 10 kilometers broad at its broadest place. Belongs today to the government of Greece. Patmos was a place where contempt criminals and rebel soldiers or running away slaves were all imprisoned. They were exiled into this small island. It was in this island where John was condemned to hard labor that he received the revelation. He should have been around 90 years old. And he was the only apostle surviving. And there, in the imprisoned island, he receives revelation. The book of Revelation is presented as what he received during this imprisonment. We know the book of Revelation is a book full of mysteries. It deals with God's plan for the whole world. It deals with the history of salvation. And the history is presented as a conflict between good and evil. The great revelation that God is the master of the universe and this history is the working out of that salvation was given to the person, the old apostle who was imprisoned. The imprisonment could be a place of revelation. Whatever happens in our lives may look like a tragedy, may look like God has abandoned us. But in fact, all these apparent tragedies could become a place, an occasion of revelation. It was in this book of Revelation, in this island, that we received the greatest book of the Bible dealing with the revelation, that deals with the entire history, where God creates everything new, where we are given a new heaven and a new earth. The hope that is based on God's word, the hope in the restoration of everything, renewal of everything, came in prison. So the prison experience, the experience of loss, experience of tragedies and persecution need not be a negative experience. It can be an occasion where God is speaking to us. Whatever may apparently be negative and disastrous can turn into the beginning of a new revelation, the beginning of a new heaven and a new earth for the one who believes. It is the Spirit that gives us the hope. It is the Spirit that opens our eyes. Let us pray to the Spirit to come and enlighten us. Amen.